Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Michelle Redlinger and Dave Stouffer and Rachel Nicola about efforts to renovate the Captain's Table building located on South Iowa Avenue. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Would you like to share how interest in this property began and kind of how this project started?
Yeah, so I think the interest from the Chamber's perspective happened after, well, the ability for the restaurants to remain open caused the building to become vacant for quite some time. And we initially began the process by hiring a structural engineer that we commissioned to evaluate the building, and then we gave that report to the local realtors in hopes that by having some information about the condition of the building, it would help spur a purchase and spur a new business to come into the community. And when that didn't happen, we began to ponder whether or not it could be a project that we could consider, and most notably because of a nonprofit status, we thought that maybe we could have some access to funding that we could leverage to then save the building.
What made you think, well, if I can't put a business in here, what if the Chamber used it? And what if Main Street Washington went and used it?
So the reports from the structural engineer said the renovation cost would be between $1.5 to $2 million. They did not think that the building was worth that great of an expense. And to be honest, if I was someone wanting to open a business and to be able to invest that much into the building, you'd have to go into business never wanting to make a profit. It's difficult. And so the positive side that we've looked at the project from the Chamber's perspective is that there are grant funds out there. There are state and federal local grants. And in most of those cases, they may not be coming to our community. And so we thought that this would be a great opportunity to bring those funds here. We'd also been working on conversations with surrounding communities about regionalism and how can we support some of our smaller communities that may not have a chamber or a welcome center. And in that partnership, I really think that this building would best serve those needs because then we'd be highly visible. I'd have the space to be able to promote each community, tell their story, talk about Star Trek and Whoopi Days and all of that fun stuff. And then in the process, save a building that is a really important part of our community's past and give it future life.
How has the fundraising been going for this?
The fundraising has been really organic, and we started a couple years ago by hosting meetings with our members to let them know our thoughts and intentions, get feedback, and we received very positive support, a lot of questions, definitely some concern when you look at the building, but overwhelmingly, the building has a special place in people's heart because for many years it served as the captain's table and significant events were held. So in response to that, the fundraising has been one-on-one conversations. We've not hired a professional fundraiser for this project. It came right after two significant projects in the community, building a new Y, a new auditorium, and we really just reached out to individuals who had expressed interest, or in a case of some people who found out about the project and they contacted me with their interest and support.
So Dave and Rachel, what made you want to commit funds for this project?
Well, 39 years ago, I asked Rachel to marry me.
On the second table for two on the sun porch, and of course there are annual reenactments of that that took place as long as the restaurant was open. It looms large in our legend.
And also Rachel is a native of Washington, and she remembers that was the first place, wasn't it, that you ever went out to eat with a friend?
Oh yes, that was the mark of being a grown-up. You could save $3.50 from your allowance and then go out to eat. And that was proof that you were a grown-up. So between the time I was 9 and the time I was engaged to Dave, there were lots of events that happened at the captain's table. But while it's close to our hearts, I think that the more important reason that we were ready to give funds was that we believe in Washington. Instead of a landmark restaurant or anything else occupying this house, it's become an eyesore, and that's distressing.
That was the first half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Michelle Redlinger and Dave Stover and Rachel Nicola about efforts to renovate the Captain's Table building located on South Iowa Avenue. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.